While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, Brianna Morello tells you the truth about what's happening next on Good Morning InfoWars.
Good morning, InfoWars. It is great to see you all jumping on board today's show because we've got a jam-packed program awaiting you today. Lots of good news for, well, us as freedom lovers, and bad news for the neocons. So let's kick it off by discussing what President Trump posted earlier in the morning on Truth Social. President Trump announcing that he did, in fact, speak to Ukraine Zelensky about his meeting with Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. And everything so far looks good to go. Zelensky will be flying down to Washington, D.C. to meet with the president in the Oval Office. And President Trump saying this, that he's looking not for just a ceasefire, but a peace agreement. Now, if all goes well, Vladimir Putin will also probably come back to the United States to work out that agreement and to finalize it. So again, bad news for the neocons. And I've got all the details on that as well, plus the interaction yesterday with Vladimir Putin and President Trump. Later on the show, you're not going to want to miss it because there's so much the mainstream media will not tell you about. Now let's turn to other great news. President Donald Trump is angling to get rid of mail-in ballot voting. He detailed that when he was reacting to his discussion with Vladimir Putin, detailing how Putin even thought that President Trump won the election in 2020, but mail-in ballots is the reason why he ended up losing, allegedly, in the end. Here's President Trump reacting on Fox News.
Look, the Republicans want it, but not strongly enough. I mean, they got to want it strong because it can't be honest. It goes through a postman. It goes through somebody else, somebody else, somebody. You know, when you go to a really well-run voting booth, you go in, you have to hand a card, a picture, or this, or that. You don't have everything perfect. You get sent back, go get it. It's very hard to do something fraudulent with a vote.
Paper ballots.
Mail-in voting, they give you boxes of stuff. You have no idea where they came from. This mail-in voting, you can't have a great democracy, republic. You can't have it. Well, maybe that's why we're going to end up with a communist mayor in New York. I don't know. He probably is very happy with mail-in ballot. But you can't have a great democracy with mail-in voting.
Mail-in voting will be the death of our democracy. It will be the end of everything we love about this country. And it's a great time to announce that we should, in fact, be getting rid of it. So hopefully Republicans could gather together the cojones to back President Trump's plan and get rid of mail-in ballots on a national level. Folks, in case you missed it, I know you guys are going to love this one. Take a look at these new ICE vehicles that are being used right now. They are officially being rolled out. And it is quite impressive. Take a look. I mean, this is pretty cool, I gotta say. Look at these cars. They are amazing, these pickup trucks. They just launched this new, I guess you could say, line of ICE vehicles. And it obviously says President Trump's name on it as well. They are beautiful. They are gorgeous. And it's just another reason why so many Americans are looking to work for ICE. A couple of days ago, Kristi Noem coming out and saying that they received over 110,000 applications for Americans looking to become ICE agents. Now, obviously, that is really impressive because Americans have had enough and they are looking to defend their country, defend the homeland, and those trucks. It's another add-on. Now, folks, if you're looking for a job, let me remind you, ICE is now offering a $50,000 potential bonus if you apply and get hired by the agency. So there's a lot of reasons to join working for ICE. And I hope if you're at home possibly thinking about it that you do just that. Now we have a jam-packed program for you today. We're going to cover everything going on in Texas as well because there's a lot of rhinos in Texas. And we're going to be joined by Beau French to call them all out. Plus, Alex Rosen is joining the show today because Roblox just got hit with a lawsuit in regards to allegations that they are allowing pedophiles to use their platform. He's going to break down that story because he's caught Roblox employees on his Predator Poacher website. So, folks, there's a lot going on in the world today. We're going to break it all down for you in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at theelectronstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try ultramethylene blue, exclusively available at theelectronstore.com.
Good morning, InfoWars. Your source for uncensored truth this morning is Brianna Morello.
Good morning, InfoWars. Thank you for joining me. A lot going on in the world today. And in case you missed it, President Donald Trump is really going and, I guess we'll just say, making the final punch to the neocons at this point, because he's trying to end the Ukraine-Russian war right now. And honestly, folks, it's quite impressive to see what the president has been able to accomplish thus far. Now, in case you missed it, let's go over some of the, I guess, just really cool things that President Trump did yesterday. So while he was greeting Vladimir Putin yesterday in Alaska, take a look at this. These B-2 bomber jets and fighter jets flew over Putin's head, caught him off guard. And it was very, very interesting to see, because I don't think Vladimir Putin was really, I don't think he was really aware that was going to happen. And then as Putin was walking down to the stage and to his meeting with President Trump, there were jets lined up. I mean, this is not a president to mess with, and he is letting it know America is back and you're not going to mess with us. Now, it's not just that. Putin did yesterday also confirm that if President Donald Trump was the president back in 2022, that the war between both countries, Ukraine and Russia, would have never happened in the first place.
I'd like to remind you that in 2022, during the last contact with the previous administration, I tried to convince my previous American colleague that the situation should not be brought to the point of no return when it would come to hostilities, and I said it quite directly back then, that it's a big mistake. Today, when President Trump saying that if he was the president back then, there will be no war, and I'm quite sure that it would indeed be so. I can confirm that. I think that overall, me and President Trump have built a very good business-like and trustworthy contact. And I have every reason to believe that moving down this path, we can come, and the sooner the better, to the end of the conflict in Ukraine. Thank you.
Yeah, we've been telling you about that for years now, and it's unfortunate because thousands of Russians and Ukrainian men have lost their lives because the neocons didn't want to end this war that they helped create. And now Vladimir Putin confirming the fact that if it was President Trump in the White House, this likely wouldn't have happened in the first place. Absolutely devastating. Now, we're looking forward to that meeting that I told you about earlier in the show with Zelensky, because Zelensky is going to be heading towards the White House, and he's going to be meeting with President Trump at the Oval Office to work out a peace agreement, not a ceasefire, a peace agreement, because President Trump has had enough. He wants both countries to end this war. Now, those in the corporate media are saying that this is a win, potentially, if Ukraine isn't forced to cough up any of its territory. Now, obviously, folks, that's not going to happen. Ukraine has lost this war, and they don't want you to know that. And they're trying to make it so that there's really just no way for President Trump to get the win on their networks. But you and I both know President Trump has done an incredible job at negotiating these peace agreements, and we look forward to continuing to cover just that. Now, speaking about the incredible work that President Trump is doing, it's important to note that President Donald Trump is trying to make not only the rest of the world safe, but our country safe again. Now, it's unheard of if you are on the left, because they've never made us a priority, honestly, folks. But in Washington, D.C., President Trump earlier this week made it a top priority to make the city safer. Now, it's embarrassing because the national capital is an absolute mess. If you've been there, I mean, I was just there a few weeks ago. It was a lot of homeless individuals running around, and unfortunately, they're not getting the mental health that they actually need. It was also a lot of people who don't have good intentions running around. But within the last few days, President Trump has cracked down on these individuals. And it's been quite impressive to see. But obviously, Democrats don't want him to crack down and to stop their criminals from taking over the streets. And so they've been fighting back. They don't want President Trump taking over the Metropolitan Police. They don't want President Trump claiming these victories. But folks, I mean, if he's not going to do it, we all know Metro PD is not going to do it. We all know the D.C. mayor is not going to do it. So we need President Trump to do it at this point. But yesterday there was a little bit of a court battle. Obviously, the city is now suing the Trump administration because they don't think that the Trump administration has the authority to take over Metropolitan Police. And so both Politico, Newsweek, ABC News 7, they all reported that during their negotiations that took place in the courtroom yesterday, that the Trump administration, according to them, surrendered control over the D.C. Metropolitan Police back to Washington, D.C. Now, I must remind you before we play this or we show this political article, it might make a couple of you a little triggered and unhinged because they don't want us covering this. But folks, I'm told by my sources who were in the courtroom that Politico did an incredible job at actually being very fair in their coverage yesterday. So listen, this isn't something that the DOJ wants us to talk about right now. I know this. I spoke with the DOJ yesterday, and I'm thankful they got on the phone with me. But the DOJ is claiming that, no, they didn't surrender in any of this. They're, in fact, claiming that this is a victory. The DOJ says that now the Metropolitan Police have to cooperate with federal immigration authorities, and so they think that this is a win for the federal government. Now, again, it's very hard to kind of walk yourselves through all of this because right now, the police chief, Pamela Smith, does have the authority to control her department. But again, the DOJ telling me that when President Trump makes an order, it's up to the police chief to now carry it out. And so how she does that is up to her. So it's a lot to go through, and it's obviously very controversial. But I wanted to play this clip because I spoke with the chief Pentagon spokesperson, Sean Parnell, earlier this week on my show, The Brianna Morello Show, which is available here on band.video. And during my discussion with Sean Parnell, I wanted to ask him about the exact duties of the National Guardsmen. Here that is. Accordingly. And now we have the federal government stepping in, and I'm all in for this, even though normally as a conservative, I'd say I wouldn't be in on this one. But there's a lot of lies going on right now. So tell us right now, what is the National Guard doing in D.C.?
Well, I mean, they're protecting our law enforcement and they're protecting our federal buildings and they're protecting our monuments. And ultimately, you know, I think that they have a deterrent effect against crime. I mean, Brianna, what's crazy about this is that D.C. is one of the most dangerous cities in the entire world. And yet you have Democrats now who, by the way, have strangely taken the 20% position on 80-20 issues and then simultaneously wondering why their approval rating is like 20%. They are now advocating for positions that are somehow pro-crime. Again, like D.C. is a city that I think in the year 2023 had over 270 murders. And so this is needed. It's common sense. We're looking to support law enforcement and keep the peace so that the American people can live their lives free of crime. But again, Democrat leaders are opposed to it, which is crazy, which is why their approval rating is in the tank.
Yeah. Yeah. And one would think they would love this. They love government. So this would be great for them. And again, they're being so misleading on this front by sitting here and pretending like this is like a militarization of our government right now, going into local cities and arresting people. But again, you guys really aren't making arrests. Is that a correct?
Yeah, correct. I mean, that's not part of the authorities that have been delegated to the National Guard at this point. But if you think back to the Summer of Love in 2020, and you had thousands of people violently protesting, laying siege to the White House, they battered, bloodied, and wounded, I think 40 uniformed Secret Service agents. They tried to burn down St. John's Church. That kind of stuff is crazy. It's not acceptable. And in this Trump administration, we're not going to allow it. So our job at the Department of Defense is to give the president options. And one of those courses of action is having the National Guard mobilized in D.C. to keep the peace. And that's exactly what they're doing, and we're proud to do it, and I know they are as well.
That is the very great, my friend, of course, Sean Parnell. He is the chief spokesman for the Pentagon right now, and he's doing an incredible job at debunking the left's narrative, because they're trying to sit there and pretend like the Department of Defense is going around the streets and just making arrests and going after Americans, when, again, that is not the truth. So thank you for Sean Parnell joining me. If you want to watch the full interview, you got to head on over to band.video. Watch that after this program. I'm telling you, it was very enlightening, so make sure you do just that. But before we even talk about that, we got to talk about what's going on right now, because Kristi Noem was forced to flee her apartment, and she's now seeking refuge somewhere else. And the Washington Post just tried to out her. Dan Lyman is joining the show in just a few moments. He's one of the great reporters here on InfoWars, and you're not going to want to miss this report. We'll be right back.
I've been hearing about this for years, and now it's all the rage. And about a year ago, they did a survey of the customers at theallisonstore.com and said, what is it you want the most? What product would you like to have? Well, you got that email. And the number one thing was bovine colostrum. This is the highest rated, private labeled, 2,000 milligram per serving. And if you don't know what colostrum is, let me tell you. A cow's a mammal, we're a mammal. A dog's a mammal, a blue whale's a mammal. I know most of you know that. And mammals drink milk from their mother's breasts. The first milk of the first few weeks is called colostrum, and it's more clear, and it's full of all of the immunity and all the super nutrients, and it's basically God's vaccine. We've got the best bovine colostrum that we're introducing right now that you're going to find anywhere. Cellular Recovery and Defense Matrix. It's also incredible for gut health and flora. Immune support. Natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle Recovery Aid promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. Stress and Energy Balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens. No caffeine crashes. Toxin Defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals, enhance nutrient absorption, improves nutrient uptake for better overall health without fillers. It's a hassle. I mean, because you only get this for a few weeks after the cow has a baby. It's the next best thing to mommy's milk. So it's all the rage for years. Everybody's going totally insane about it. I'm going to be taking it. This is next level. And I'll be completely honest with you. Everybody's been telling me to take colostrum for years. It's hard for me to start taking a supplement. Once I do and it works, I stay on it. I'm going to be taking this. All I hear about is how great it is. I signed up for this a long time ago. I signed on the dotted line, not with the devil, but with God. And God showed me the path forward. And I chose this path. And everything that was laid out before me is now proceeding in God's plan. And you've always got to remember that Satan has control for a limited time, but it's all part of God's plan. Remember that. When they're laughing at you, when they're lying about you, or they're attacking you, when they're hurting you, when they're killing you, that in the end, this is all just a test. I'm not here to keep my head down. I'm not here to sit on the sidelines. I asked to be in the arena. I prayed to God to help me expose the New World Order. So I'm not like all these other so-called men that aren't in the arena. I'm in the arena. But I want you to know I am fighting for you and for my own family and for all of us. And I need your hope, your prayers, and your support. Christ said, pick up your cross and follow me. And if you're following me, you're going to get persecuted. I know this life is a flash. This is a test. And I'm sure not perfect, believe that. But I mean well, and I love God, and I love justice, and I am extremely honored to be here, and this is exactly where I wanted to be. But I want to ask you at this part of the most intense fight beginning at the Crucible, as I go in the middle of the enemy hyenas to literally tear me to pieces. You think this is bad? It's going to get a lot worse. I told you a long time ago, I will be destroyed. I told you that 20 years ago. I told you that 10 years ago, because they're coming for you next. And when they're annihilating and killing billions of you, I want you to remember that I fought for you, because through this fight coming, we will overcome these people. I am in the arena. Yeah! This is where I want to be! This is the way to go down, baby! This is just the beginning.
We've got a lot to dive into right now because those in the mainstream media, they love going after members of the Trump administration. They will literally dox them just because they hate them so much. People like Kristi Noem have had a really rough start to her her role as the Department of the Homeland Security Secretary. And ultimately, folks, it has been absolutely egregious to sit here and watch the mainstream media go after her. So recently, the Washington Post decided that it was best to out her for living in a military home. And, well, they said it was free. And they wanted to drive home that point as if Kristi Noem is a grifter, grifting off of American taxpayers. But ultimately, they got it wrong. And it's not really surprising. Of course, DHS coming out and slapping down that report because, of course, it's due to the fact that the media doxed Kristi Noem. Joining me to discuss all of this is one of the incredible journalists here on Infowars.com. Mr. Dan Lyman joins us again. Dan, I'm excited to have you on because this is a big story. The reality is the Washington Post had no problem going out there and trying to expose Kristi Noem's location yet again. And ultimately, we're finding out it's due to safety concerns.
Yes, indeed. And this is just your daily reminder that the mainstream media are scum, that the mainstream media, quote unquote, journalists, that are regime propagandists, all belong in mines in the Arctic to slave away their final days on this planet because they have so much blood on their hands. They have so much ne'er-do-welling on their hands. They really are nasty. So this latest example, of course, is that Kristi Noem is currently living on a Coast Guard base in D.C., and the Washington Post has been going after her. And, of course, identifying where she lives yet again and trying to make it out like she's a big grifter and living wherever she feels like. She's actually living in the commandant's quarters, which were vacated when the prior commandant of the Coast Guard was fired by President Trump back in January, clearly a DEI hire. And so that housing has been open. So Kristi Noem had moved in there a few months ago after the Daily Mail back in April literally took photos in front of her apartment building, basically pinpointing her location while they were trying to essentially drum up an affair scandal between her and Corey Lewandowski. I can't speak to that scandal. It very well could be true because he was living across the street and was seen going back and forth all the time. But that's not really my business. And that's really what just illuminates how nasty the media is. They're trying to get people killed. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And to be honest, I was actually surprised that Kristi Noem lived in kind of a modest housing there. Apparently rent is like $3,700 a month at her prior residence, which apparently she's still paying while she lives on this Coast Guard base for additional security. So I was surprised that is a reasonably modest rent for Washington, D.C., someone who's one of the most powerful people in the country, but also that she wasn't living in heavily secured quarters in the first place. This is someone that obviously is a target of radical leftists, illegal aliens, cartels, terrorist organizations. And so I'm actually glad to see that she is living on a military base with additional protection. So that's a good thing. This is the media drummed up this entire narrative back in April. It's actually interesting that this story has gotten so much attention this week that WAPO tried to, bring this back to light because it was reported a month ago that she was living on a military base in other outlets. So they're really hammering this home. And I think that they're trying to get people injured. And Trisha McLaughlin's response to the WAPO, how disgusting it is and how what a lack of decency they have was totally correct. And I love seeing Trisha's responses to the mainstream media on a daily basis because these people are the scum of the earth.
Yeah, Trisha is one of the best spokespersons in all of the departments throughout our federal government, I think, honestly, because she goes directly to the issues and is able to quickly debunk the false narrative that these people are trying to spin. And like you just said, I mean, obviously, as someone who's running DHS, she has an abundance of death threats that come her way. I can't even imagine. I mean, Dan, we deal with it on a journalist level because the left doesn't like us, but I can't even imagine what it's like to be someone running DHS right now in this country, given the fact that the mainstream media loves to just make them a target all the time. And she was even robbed in a restaurant. I mean, they stole her purse. So the fact that they're sitting here trying to downplay it, like she isn't at risk and that she shouldn't be living here, and then they expose her again, is an absolute disgrace. But it's not surprising, because this is the kind of people that are on the left. They hate this country. They hate anyone who is trying to secure this country. And sadly, Kristi Noem is in the crossfire of that. So we hope that she's okay, that she could find housing that she's safe in. But again, I mean, like you said, $3,700 isn't that bad, especially if you compare it to Congressman Corey Mills, who allegedly was paying $20,000 a month in rent. I would ask a lot of questions there as a congressman. Why is he able to pay that? But Kristi Noem, I mean, $3,700, that's reasonable, especially in D.C. But I want to talk more, Dan, about what you're working on right now over at Infowars.com. Folks, if you haven't checked out Dan's work, you got to, because like I think I checked this morning, and I think in the last 24 hours, you had 5 stories up on the website. So let's talk about this one, because I thought this one was really, really interesting, about an illegal alien pulling a butcher knife on himself during an ICE operation in Washington, D.C. What happened here?
Yeah, so, I mean, tying this in with Kristi Noem and threats against her, ICE agents are facing a 1,000% surge in assaults on them during their operations across the country. And those, of course, are coming from radical leftists, total anarchists, and then also illegal aliens who are resisting arrest or are just outright attacking them if they see them in the neighborhood. In this case, this guy actually tried to attack himself, or at least threatened to, which is kind of humorous, points to a totally unstable person. But D.C. Police, as working alongside DHS, Border Patrol, ICE, and various other federal agencies, sweeping the streets now in Washington, D.C., and they are just nabbing up criminals left and right, along with illegal aliens as well. Just in the last week, they've snapped up hundreds of criminals and hundreds of illegal aliens, according to Carolyn Levitt. So one of the things that they're doing, of course, is they're approaching suspicious vehicles, suspicious restaurants, suspicious rolling restaurants, and in this case, a Peruvian food truck that was on National Park Service's grounds. And agents there, ICE agents, approached the vehicle, and inside was a Peruvian illegal alien running the truck who, when he was approached, actually barricaded himself inside the vehicle and pulled a very large butcher's knife and threatened to harm himself, obviously trying to call the bluff of these ICE agents. But nevertheless, they ended up storming the vehicle, liberating this man from his butcher knife, and they saved his life from himself in this case. But this guy clearly is unhinged, and he's now facing deportation proceedings as well.
Yeah, send him out. I'm just done with all of this. Like, you don't belong in this country. You're illegally here. You've had many, many years to work through the legal process and become a U.S. citizen if you really were eligible for any of the qualifications that are required. So to sit here and to be as dramatic as that, just send him back home. I've had enough of all of this. Dan, I want to ask you a question, because I saw this video and I want your take on it. We just recently saw that ICE is rolling out new trucks, these pickup trucks, these Ford pickup trucks. And I think they're kind of badass. We're seeing that ICE is having no problem trying to recruit over 110,000 Americans piling in their applications. What do you think of these new vehicles? Because I'm a little biased here, but I think this is pretty badass.
No, they look fantastic. And our White House correspondent actually spotted one on the street last night in Washington, D.C. Oh. So they are already being rolled out, and they're going to be rolled out nationwide soon. I think they look fantastic. I think we should not be scared to put our law enforcement in properly branded vehicles with the insignia on them. At the same time, it's probably going to invite a whole new wave of left-wing terrorism against our ICE agents.
It probably will. Dan Lyman, thank you as always. We'll be right back. More to discuss.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages. I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts. Mm-hmm. I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated. He stated, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you had someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. He said, but now it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control, end quote.
It was easier to control 1 million people, literally. It was easier to control 1 million people than physically to kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control.
So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions.
I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
But at this point, they are looking at the reality that people are waking up too fast. They didn't expect us to wake up too fast, hence social media being a problem, a gift and a curse.
I've studied the pieces. We've got the owner's manual. We've got the blueprint. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. UN climate change official says we should, quote, make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go towards that. We should do everything possible to carry that out. I mean, these people are totalitarians. It's eugenics. It's depopulation program. That's why this is the biggest subject that we could possibly cover. It's the reality. And so you think about that, and you think about what's going on long and hard. You better look into it, folks. You better find out it's real, okay? You think you're freaked out by this? I know why a lot of you are in denial.
So now that we're waking up so quickly, they didn't expect the masses of humanity to rise up, wake up, become aware of what this government's agenda is. And because of that, now they're trying to figure out exactly how to get rid of people. They say these white folks is waking up. They're coming against us, their government. Black folks is waking up. They're coming against us. So now at this point, they're like, well, just get rid of them all.
Now, back to our program.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, Brianna Morello tells you the truth about what's happening next on Good Morning InfoWars.
Folks, Texas has a rhino problem. They've got a problem with Democrats. There's a lot of problems in Texas. You probably didn't even realize it if you weren't from the state. I think most people think that it is a red-dominated state, but that's not the case. It's been fully infiltrated by those on the left. And sadly, there are very few elected officials looking to put up a fight. But if you recall, last week on this program, we had one of our great fighters in the great state of Texas. Texas Representative Brian Harrison joined the program, and he detailed the battle that was going on right now in the House regarding the redrawing of the congressional maps. Well, we got another update from Representative Harrison yesterday as he stood in front of the House, and he says that Democrats were the real winners in all of this. Take a listen.
It's official. The first special session is over. The Democrats have won. They were able to thwart the Republican priorities, every single one of them. That includes redistricting, that includes property tax relief. And because of the weak, effectively non-response, I would argue assistance, of the supposedly Republican leadership, in particular in the Texas House, the Democrats have allowed to do something even bigger than just thwarting the items that were on the agenda for special session. They have been able to move around the country freely without arrests, to galvanize national public support against our very urgently needed redistricting efforts. And so the bottom line is this. The Democrats have won. They wiped the floor, in fact, with the Republican elected leadership in the state of Texas, who has exacted exactly zero punishments on even a single one of these rogue Democrats, despite all the promises to vacate their seats and arrest them. There have been zero Democrats with their seats vacated. There have been zero Democrats arrested. Not one Democrat's been pulled off a single committee. Not one Democrat committee chairman. Yes, Democrats chair committees in Texas. Has lost their chairmanships. Not one Democrat has had their seniority taken off. Not one Democrat has had the governor, speaker, or lieutenant governor pledge to kill their legislature.
Yeah, it's true. In Texas, actually, like he said, how Democrats are chairman of committees. Democrats run the House, it sounds like, because ultimately they even elected the speaker, the Republican speaker. They elected that person. Folks, it's a mess in Texas. Joining me to kind of figure everything out and crawl through all the details is Beau French. He is the Tarrant County GOP chairman. And he joins us now to call out the rhinos. All right, Beau, I'm glad to have you on the show today because it's been a busy, busy week in Austin. And we sat here and watched what was unraveling in the House. And as Harrison just described, it sounds like Democrats were the true winners in all of this. How do you see it?
Well, I mean, he's absolutely right about that. I mean, I hear from Texans all across the state, and there is just a growing frustration and anger that so far nothing has happened to the Democrats, and it appears the Democrats are actually winning this PR battle. And in the meantime, you know, Texans are demanding property tax relief. We had those devastating floods in July, if you remember, and you know, this special session was supposed to pass some relief for those counties and those people down in Texas, the disaster relief. That hasn't happened. So Democrats are holding up critical legislation to help Texans. But also, more importantly, you know, Republicans, Donald Trump is leading the way on this, but Republicans are trying to finally, for the first time ever, wield power. And in Texas so far, we're failing miserably. And so, you know, Texans are demanding a change. Now, listen, this fight is not over, but it does appear that so far Democrats are winning this battle. And like a lot of people, I'm calling on our leadership here in Texas to finally stand up to the Democrats, do what is necessary, and act like the winners that we are. Remember, Donald Trump won this state by 14 points. And we watched other states around the country, other blue states, you know, redistrict Republicans almost completely out of existence in their congressional maps. And yet, you know, they're freaking out because Texas wants to follow suit and do the same thing and just redistrict in the same way that California and New York and Illinois and Massachusetts and these other, you know, blue states have already done. And so, you know, Democrats know that that's a threat to their power base. But Republicans, I believe, in the end, will triumph. But, you know, so far, it's crickets.
Yeah, I don't brag about it, but I actually come from the state of New York. And in New York, Democrats decided to redraw their congressional maps. And their own appointed judges actually slapped it down and said that it was unfair and they wouldn't let that fly. And so Democrats were okay with it then. But now that Republicans are doing it, they're not very happy about it. But you know, we could focus on a little bit of the good. We have a great attorney general here in the state of Texas. Ken Paxton has been one of the best fighters in the entire country when it comes to these things. And he joined me earlier this week on my program to detail what he's doing to make sure he holds Democrats accountable. He wants several of them to lose their seats for not showing up to work. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, look, and we're going back to this judge, and we're going to make another case that we should be able to have our Texas laws enforced under the U.S. Constitution, under the full faith and credit provision of the U.S. Constitution. Other states are supposed to allow other states to enforce their laws. And this particularly relates to Texas, as we know. So we're going back to him. In addition, we have filed briefs with the Texas Supreme Court trying to remove many of these legislators, 13 of them, from office for not doing their duty of showing up and voting. And they've been very public about it, put things out on social media acknowledging that they weren't going to come. So we're doing what we can. Supposedly they're coming back on Friday after they saw that California announces after the first session's over, the governor's going to call another one. To be honest with you, in the end, whether we win in Illinois, whether we are able to remove them, we are going to get a vote on this. And I know that the governor will continue to make the call. And eventually, they're not going to live in Illinois forever because guess what? They don't want to live there.
Yeah, Ken Paxton is one of the very few fighters we have in the states, and he's also taking on Beto O'Rourke. He's going after, looking to cancel the charter that Beto O'Rourke is using to fund these Democrats. It's Powered by People. That's the name of it. He's actually fighting that in your county, in Tarrant County right now. Your reaction to the job that Ken Paxton has done thus far in this fight?
Well, Ken Paxton, and I've said this many times on my X account, is the single best attorney general in the United States, which is why I think he's going to make an incredible senator when he defeats, our rhino senator, John Cornyn. But look, if it weren't for Ken Paxton leading the way, I'm not sure that we'd be in this fight at all. You know, we are in this fight a little bit. As Brian pointed out the other day, you know, the Democrats have come back with their list of demands on the Texas legislature. And one of them was conceded by the new map that, the House Republicans put forth, which actually favored, you know, Beto's old district in El Paso. And so it's just shocking that, like, these Democrats continue to win in this. Now, listen, all can be forgiven. Texans will absolutely stand behind our governor if at the end of the day we vacate a number of these seats, we redistrict the House, the congressional seats in a way that, you know, I think we need to increase it from the plus five seats we're talking about. Let's go to plus nine seats. I've put out a map that shows that that's easily doable. We not only need to do that, we also need to punish these Democrats by redistricting our state legislature, our House, and our Senate, where we can ensure that we have a supermajority in the House so the Democrats can never do this again, and a supermajority in the Senate. And I think that, you know, let's remove power from Democrats because we cannot trust them with power.
Yeah, we can't trust them with power. And that's just the reality behind all of this. And, I hope the rest of these Republicans kind of catch wind on this and realize that we have to step in now and take control. I just saw that California is now proposing potentially redrawing their congressional maps to wipe off another five congressional seats for Republicans. So if they want to go tit for tat, let's do it. Let's do it and stop being a bunch of cowards to back down in this fight, because this is a fight that's worth taking up. They've been counting these illegal aliens onto our censuses for a very long time now. And I've had enough of seeing this. They're taking away the voice of the American people every time they do it. And so now's the time to fight. Beau French, you are a great fighter. Make sure you guys all follow him on X. I'm a big fan of Beau French's X accounts. He's got a lot going on, folks. Check it out. Beau French, thank you for joining the show today. Folks, speaking about fighters, we've got a lot going on. A lot going on. Hillary Clinton is actually praising the Trump administration right now. You heard that right. She's praising the Trump administration. I'll play that for you in just a second.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in the studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got methyl drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria. But beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts. You want to talk about power. You want to talk about strength. Talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
We've got a lot talking about, well, I'm going to be talking about today, especially given the fact that Hillary Clinton is, we've known she's a criminal for quite some time now. It's really not a surprise. But Bill and Hillary, according to new declassified documents, were being investigated by several FBI field offices for alleged pay-to-play schemes and bribery allegations. Now, folks, that's not a surprise to you. You probably already assumed that was happening. But if you're wondering who shut down those investigations that were taking place at several FBI field offices, according to the documents, it was allegedly Barack Obama. Surprise, surprise. Now, Hillary Clinton, she knows the clock is ticking and she's on edge because, folks, it's really hard to run from the facts these days. Everything that we've known for many years now is being proven, and obviously she's very afraid. But how afraid is Hillary Clinton? Well, all you got to do is look at how she's talking about the Trump administration right now. She's actually praising the Trump administration. Take a listen.
I actually was encouraged by the events of the last several months. First of all, the NATO commitment by individual member states to increase their defense
Perfect.
Spending is very welcome. It's something that prior administrations have certainly sought, and I think it's great that we are seeing these commitments that now have to be followed through on. the willingness of European countries to support Ukraine, and by doing so, buy American weapons in order to provide them to the Ukrainians. I think all of that is a very good signal that there is beginning to be a better understanding, both by the president and the people around him, as well as by the leaders of our European allies, that there can be common ground amongst us. And the kind of dismissiveness that we saw in the first Trump administration has been replaced by a much more obvious working relationship to the good of European security, transatlantic security, and hopefully Ukrainian security. So I'm actually encouraged.
Folks, that's a very, very nervous woman right there. And she has every reason to be. She's probably not on her tranquilizer. That's probably why she sounds so authentic. Just kidding, just kidding. Folks, Hillary Clinton for president. If it doesn't happen, this administration is an absolute bust. So we're going to hope and pray that they do what's right. But speaking of what's right, you may have seen this earlier in the week. The Louisiana Attorney General announced a lawsuit against the gaming app Roblox. The AG is claiming that Roblox is not keeping its users safe, specifically children. They're allowing predators, according to them, target children for profit, and they're not doing enough to protect these kids. Now, Roblox has responded to the pending litigation, and they assert that Roblox would intentionally put, or they're saying that they would never put their users at risk and expose them to potential risk of pedophilia. But they go on to pretty much say that they are aiming to create a safer online environment for its users. But is Roblox really doing that? Joining me to discuss is Alex Rosen. He is the man behind Predator Poachers, and he joins us now. Alex, we're sitting here, and I know you and I were talking about this. Roblox is obviously very, very dangerous for kids. I know many haven't accepted that, and they still allow their kids to play on the platform. But the reality of it is that you're catching predators on Roblox. You even caught one of their own employees just a year ago. Let's take a listen to that clip.
Hey, what's up? So we're here with your Roblox developer, right?
Hello.
Yep. We're about to do the wipe on his phone. We're going to get rid of the child pornography on your phone, right? Okay. How many images do you think we have to get rid of child porn on your phone?
About like 30 or 40. Okay. I don't remember.
It's disgusting. Alex, I mean, we've talked about this. Roblox is problematic. And the company swears that they do everything to protect their users. But is that really the case?
No, absolutely not. So that guy that y'all saw there was a Maury Hunt. We caught him in Polk County, Florida. He's 22 years old. And he had child pornography as young as babies that he was trading and viewing. And, yeah, he created games on Roblox. I forgot what games he did. But he's one of thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of pedophiles on that platform. And we've only made a small dent in it. And what Roblox does is they love to moderate certain speech on there, but there's games like, you know, Diddy Simulator. There's games like bathroom simulation, stuff like that, where it's just centered towards kids just doing sexual things to each other. And what happens is obviously adults congregate to those games. And then, you know, kids go unwittingly on there. They kind of link up on the Roblox platform. They exchange social medias, and then they go to another platform. That's when the crime gets committed of them getting solicited online for either nudes or, God forbid, like a meetup. So, yeah, that's very common on Roblox. And for Roblox to seemingly acknowledge that it happens, but then go after the people trying to stop it from happening, I think Roblox is complicit in it.
Yeah, and detail that for us a bit, because from my understanding, there was another individual who goes out there to catch these predators as well, and their profile was shut down. Is that correct?
Yeah, so he actually set up that cash for us. So his name is Michael, a.k.a. Schlepp. That's his name online. And he basically finds these pedos that are on Roblox. He gets them over on Discord, and they, of course, do and send terrible photos, solicit terrible things, and then eventually he arranges a meetup. So in this case, Schlepp was decoying Amori for us. My team did not decoy him, but I'm the one that confronted him in person, and he ended up having tons of child pornography on that phone of his. And, you know, Michael, a.k.a. Schlepp, has done this quite a few times, and every single time it seems like the pedo he gets arrested because he always gets good evidence on them. And for Roblox to – I mean, Roblox should be thanking him, giving him free stuff, but instead they just try to shut him down. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is crazy, and it's unfortunate because a company like this, I hope, would even have its own employees assigned to just this issue alone. And so we'll see how this unravels. I mean, I know the Attorney General is doing a great job to make sure that she holds them accountable, but this needs to happen across all social media platforms because it's not just Roblox or gaming apps as well. It's not just Roblox. There's plenty of them. I know you are constantly on those platforms, and you're looking to stop these predators from targeting children. So we're very grateful for all that you do. Alex, I know you're on the road, and you're a very, very, very busy man, so we appreciate your time as always. Folks, give him a follow on X. Support his work. He's an incredible, incredible individual going out there, going after the worst of the worst. Alex Rosen, thank you for joining the show. It's I Fight for Kids. That's I Fight for Kids on X. Give him a follow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, folks, I want to turn to something else because this gave me a good chuckle. Yesterday, I saw this exclusive in the New York Post. Miss Miranda Devine caught up with Ed Henry. Sorry. Miss Miranda Devine caught up with Ed Martin. Ed Martin was outside of Tish James' home. Now, in case you didn't know, Ed Martin is a special prosecutor going after right now Tish James and Adam Schiff for allegations regarding mortgage fraud, potentially. Now, this is what Ed did. Ed showed up to Tish James' home and decided to just take a look around. It's quite interesting to see, of course. You know, I love it. But I wanted to get Mr. Mayor Rudy Giuliani's take on this because Tish James obviously targeted both President Trump and anyone else that helped President Trump. And the former New York City mayor is obviously an icon in New York. So to see Tish James potentially now getting prosecuted, well, it could be very interesting. Here is Mayor Rudy Giuliani's take on all of that.
Yeah, I think it's ironic that what she's guilty of is fraud. I mean, since she did a phony fraud case against the president, where nobody lost any money. In her case, people lost money. She actually claimed to be, I think, married to her father in order to get double tax deductions in two different places. She claimed to be a resident of Maryland while she was the Attorney General of New York, so she could get favorable tax treatment in Maryland and in New York. So she was cheating the taxpayers. So what she claimed Trump did, which he didn't do, she actually did. And there she was sitting throughout that trial, you know, being holier than thou. And at the very moment she was doing that, she had an ongoing fraud against the people of New York, the people of Maryland, and possibly even the United States.
Yeah. Yeah. Rudy Giuliani, one of the most well-respected individuals in the country, an incredible prosecutor as well. I turn to him for all his legal and I guess we'll just say advice at this point. Rudy Giuliani, you could catch the full interview with him here on band.video. Check it out. Just search the Brianna Morello Show. He did an incredible job, even gave us who he would suggest should be one of the top priorities for the DOJ to prosecute and investigate next. You're going to want to hear that. Check it out, band.video's video. All right, folks, lot happening around the world. Thank you for joining us today. We greatly appreciate your time as always. It is good to catch you up on all the news stories the corporate media is too afraid to talk to you about, of course. Make sure you give me a follow on X. That's where I break the latest news. And, well, not everyone likes it, but that's what we do. We tell you the truth, nothing but the truth. And we're very thankful for you joining us. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you here next Saturday.
We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at Point Blank Range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Gloria Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I get it. It could be within days next Wednesday to shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh, God, he really did need help. Oh, yeah. We have been battling and barely surviving. They turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this, don't go. And I stayed here and slept here a couple times. We're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month, see it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend in the store, sales on top of everything, special deals, special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. I mean, it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at theauctionstore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history and understand that you are the key. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. And this dog don't hunt without you.